One of the Constitution poets is Deborah Lavin, and we're going to Iraq, take two, which is the Siege of Fallujah, November 2004.
Walking in old St. Pancras Gardens, where Cecil Rhodes' family sleep the sleep of the guilty, an old thin man with a hard, thin face wets his lips and talks of the Siege of Fallujah.
He hopes all of them get killed, or better still, maimed. Though if it was down to him, he'd shoot their arms and legs off, one by one. Let them wriggle in agony. Or better still, he'd blind them, or castrate them, evil terrorist bastards.
But what about the children?
What about them? They'd only grow up to be terrorists too. And he was sick of them coming over here, taking our jobs and our houses. And he was glad Blair was standing up to them. He'd always been a Labour man himself, but this Blair was something else. He wasn't afraid when other men died.
A few miles up the road, Karl Marx puked in his grave.
Deborah Lavin poem, Iraq in St. Pancras.
In the shabby Art Deco council flats behind King's Cross, a mother is weeping goodbye to her soldier son. He's a small, wiry, sun-reading lad with a cheery face who's going to a place called Basra to keep the peace. He never, for one single moment, ever kept at home. Upstairs, half watching the satellite TV, another mother cries by the phone from news of her blown apart Iraqi kin.
It's a funny old world, say the arthritic old women, waddling with their dogs around the old St. Pancras graveyard. Did you see the news? There's trouble everywhere. I can't see an end to it myself.
It's nightfall now, and there's a thin, half-hearted rain falling through the soft light on the ancient church and faded gravestones. Among the sleeping dead, where once Shelley courted Mary, lie the hard-faced men who ran the workhouse. The last survivor of the Black Hole of Calcutta and all the kith and kindred of Cecil Rhodes.
For man born of woman hath no time at all on earth, and unspeakable grief is only a politician away.
In the distance, violent neon lights blaze from the empty station. The tannoy crackles out something no one can hear about the last Sheffield train. And too fast out of the underpass, the 46 bus swerves and stops. Two young women get out. The first, bare-bellied with silver gypsy earrings. The second, burkered with a pile of books. Stranger neighbours. They are each going home to their frightened mothers in the shabby Art Deco council flats.
Wonder if it'll rain tomorrow, say the arthritic old women to Dublin Pat as he locks the graveyard gate.
Oh, to be sure it will, he says, cycling off. Isn't it England we're in, to be sure?